Hello, this is Andy Sylvester, and I'm thinking about tools for thought. This podcast series discusses tools and methods that can help us in our thinking. The series was inspired by the current software development in the tools for thought area, which includes outliners and personal knowledge databases. In episode 1, I introduced this series and chose an essay by Ken Smith as a jumping-off point for thinking about tools for thought. The essay was titled, Organizing Information for Use. In this episode, I'm going to spend a little more time digging into this essay. I reread the posts linked from Organizing Information for Use and want to talk about each of them. The older piece, Mike Caulfield's piece called The Tragedy of the Stream, dealt with information scrolling off web logs. I chose the following as what I thought of the key point. This is a quote. But as far as I can tell, no one has chosen to aggregate these things that people post into a maintained or even semi-maintained list. We love to talk, curate, share, and maintain. Meh. This is the tragedy of the stream, folks. The conversations of yesterday, which contain so much useful information, are locked into those conversations, frozen in time. To extract the useful information from them becomes an unrewarding and at times impossible endeavor. Few people, if any, stop to refactor, rearrange the resources, gloss, or introduce them to outsiders. We don't go back to old pieces to add links on them to the things we have learned since, or rewrite them for clarity or timelessness. End quote. So to me, in this selection, Mike Caulfield is pointing out people create information during conversations, answering someone's question, for example, and perform an initial capture, a web blog post, but don't refactor that information into collected nuggets of concentrated knowledge. I will come back to this in a future episode. Ken Smith, in his post that he wrote in response to this, titled Caulfield's Tragedy, has a wish list. He would like to be able to do the following. Collect writing in big pieces, like a book chapter. Publish small pieces as a blog post, as an example. And be able to publish larger collections as a book chapter, for example. Ken mentions OPML twice as a format or technology that could support these three wish list items. OPML stands for Outline Processor Markup Language, which is a subset of XML, Extensible Markup Language, and is the native file format of the outliner produced by Dave Weiner, littleoutliner.com, and also being used in the drummer software that I mentioned in episode 1. Let's take a look at how this could be done. First, there should be some attempt to organize the information or ideas being created. This could be done by having separate OPML files for broad-level topics, such as activism, coronavirus, politics, etc. When in each of these files could be a set of subtopics, these would be top-level headlines in the outline, and items created under those top topics. There could even be sub-subtopics to facilitate further classification of information or knowledge. Within these topics, individual entries could be created. A tool could identify new items and publish them on command, like a weblog. If we consider the topics, subtopics, subsubtopics as tags, these could be published as collections. The tags could easily be viewed as a collapsible outline. As I mentioned earlier, tools like Little Outliner and Drummer can create the OPML files that support the creation and organization of information or knowledge. For the publishing end, Drummer would probably be a better tool to support creating different forms of output from the raw OPML files, since it supports scripting and programmatic methods of manipulating the OPML outlines. Hopefully, this description is a starting point to see how existing tools and technologies could be used to aid people in collecting information and refining it into knowledge. Of course, there are many more tools and ideas that could be used to accomplish these same goals, and I will be looking at them and discussing them in future episodes. That's all for this episode of Thinking About Tools for Thought. You can look at the show notes for this episode to find links to the tools and information discussed during this episode. You can reach us at info@thinkingabouttoolsforthought.com. I look forward to hearing your thoughts about Tools for Thought. Take care.